Today, when you're sitting around, the table with family and friends, and after you've had maybe a second helping of stuffing, maybe a third piece of pumpkin pie, make sure that you at least say thanks to the cooks. Whether it's your mom or your aunt or your grandpa, make sure that you come back and with a loud voice, glorifying God, realizing you have been stuffed. Give thanks. Give thanks at least today. As we read this gospel today, you know, we often think of that Samaritan as the one who gives thanks. The other nine, they were healed and they went off. But the one who was different, the one who was not part of the people of Israel, the Samaritan, he comes back and gives thanks to Jesus, to God. And even though he's definitely the main one who's thankful in the gospel, today I think it's good to look at someone else who's giving thanks in the gospel today. It's kind of underneath the text. Who else is thankful in the gospel? Christ. Christ is thankful. Sometimes we kind of lose the sense of how much gratitude and praise was always overflowing from the heart of the Son of God. Who did Jesus give thanks to? To his Heavenly Father. For so many things. So today, think about, as this Samaritan returns, think about what happens to the heart of Jesus. Think about his gratitude, his thanksgiving that this one, this unexpected one, came back. What else is Jesus thankful for? He's thankful for the Father's love that's healed him. What else is Jesus thankful for? He's thankful that his disciples get to see this. Samaritans weren't very well loved back then by those in Judea. Jesus is thankful that his disciples get to see the faith and gratitude in this unexpected man. Jesus is grateful for that witness. What else might Jesus be thankful for? He might be thankful that even though the other nine did not return, he gives thanks that they are healed, they are cleansed as a gift from God. And maybe he gives thanks that in the future, they will have a sort of renewed gratitude, even though they didn't return today. What else is Jesus thankful for? Maybe that as he's going on this long journey to Jerusalem, going through Samaria and Galilee, maybe he's grateful for all the twists and turns of weather, of hunger, of thirst, that maybe he and the disciples didn't expect, but that brought him to this place, that by God's providence allowed him to meet the 10 lepers. What else is Christ thankful for as he goes about his mission? It's a beautiful meditation for us today. Even in some of the prayers that we say at Mass, one of the Eucharistic prayers, prayer number one for reconciliation, it says, on that final day, Lord, when you gather us together into heaven, we will offer to you forever the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity. And we pray in almost every one of the prefaces, it is truly right and just to give you thanks, Holy Father, always and everywhere, through Christ your Son. It is our duty and our salvation. It is our very salvation to offer you thanks through Christ, the one who is truly thankful, the one who truly is grateful for everything that God is doing in the world. Father, let our thanksgiving be joined to Christ, who is really the thankful one, thankful to the Father. Jesus sees the lepers who come to him. He sees them, and immediately he's thankful that they're coming to him. How often it is that our gratitude just begins by seeing another person and being grateful they exist. That can be life-changing. This is why Mother Teresa and Pope Francis say that the very first act of service we can do to another person is simply to look them in the eyes, not to shy away, to acknowledge their presence. I'm grateful you exist. Today, as we're around the Thanksgiving table, whoever we're with, this should also be a great thing for us. To be thankful for each and every person around that table. Whatever our relationship with them, whatever kind of politics that they profess, whatever their religion or lack of religion, can we raise our eyes to meet them and just be grateful that they exist? Grateful that God made you. Grateful you're in my life. Grateful we can share this meal. As we gather around the Thanksgiving table today, let us be mindful of the thanksgiving of Christ, who sees us, who loves us, who's thankful for each one of us as a gift from the Heavenly Father. And may that vision, may that gratitude, may that acknowledgement, I am joyful, I am thankful that you exist. May that draw us together to the eternal table of Christ, to the eternal thanksgiving of Christ, to the unity of all men and women that God desires for us. Happy Thanksgiving.